Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. My name is Erica, and I'm the creator of the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast, which is also a blog. I'm really excited for today's episode because I have Courtney Bentley. She is a podcaster herself of the Fit, Fierce, and Fabulous podcast. And if you don't know me personally, you might not know this, but I'm very much into astrology and setting new moon intentions and releasing on the full moon. And Courtney totally reigns in these vibes. She is all about astrology, but she kind of does it from a unique point of view. She uses the moon cycles to help entrepreneurs, really use these moon cycles to their benefit. So it's an absolutely fascinating conversation that I get to have with her and share with all of you. We talk about so much in this episode. I'm so excited to share this with you just a few days before the June new moon, which is on June 13th. And I also want to mention, if you head over to the show notes on the Bring Your Own Kombucha website, Courtney is offering everyone a free grounding meditation. Typically, she charges for this meditation, but she's providing this to all of you for free. So make sure you check it out. It's a really awesome meditation that I'm actually going to be using when I travel. And before I jump into today's podcast sponsor, I just wanted to know, I'm trying to mix things up a little bit. I would like to maybe shorten my intro and shorten the music length. Just trying to play around with different types of ideas. So let me know, send me some feedback. And as always, if you feel inclined, I would really appreciate it if you headed over to iTunes and gave the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast a nice 5-star rating. And if you do, just take a screenshot, send it to me, and I'll send you a nice little thank you. Okay, so today's episode is sponsored by Lotus Soap Shop. You probably see them all over my Instagram feed. I actually am very obsessed with their newly launched makeup remover, which is made from shea butter and a couple other non-toxic ingredients. Lotus Soap Shop is a small shop run by Elizabeth Sawchalk, and she actually hand makes all of these products. They are natural, non-toxic, and made in small batches with high quality organic ingredients and 100% therapeutic grade essential oils. Her goal is to really keep the ingredients simple and natural so people know exactly what they're putting into their body. I mean, I feel like everybody can get on board with that, right? Her products are 100% cruelty-free, and most of them are vegan. To get your own Lotus Soap Shop, either body scrub or rose water or the makeup remover, which is my personal favorite, head over to www.lotussoapshop.com. And if you use the code BYOK20, you'll receive 20% off your entire purchase. So make sure you check out her awesome brand. Head over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review, and yeah, get ready to learn how to use the new moon to your advantage. Hi, Courtney, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Woohoo! Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm so eager to start talking all about your intuition and moon cycles and spiritual-based entrepreneurship. So before I start hammering you with questions, because I'm so excited, would you mind just giving us a brief background about yourself?
Sure. So, wow, there's so much that's happened. When people ask me this question, I always want to laugh. I have evolved so much in the last year, which is so exciting, so thrilling, but also one of those moments I have to take a step back and realize what it's all accomplished for me. So let's see. I started out as a health and wellness entrepreneur. I had a personal training business, a health coaching business online, And then I started getting all the questions. How did you create this successful brand? How did you start collaborating with companies? What did it look like for you to start doing workshops? And all of these things started coming my way. People were asking me questions. And I saw one day that that's where my soul was lit. My soul was lit in helping other people find these connections, these collaborations, and connect their messaging and their brand in such a way that actually impacts people on this planet, because we need more of that. And my biggest secret was that I used my intuition, my spirituality, and my connection to the moon to make all of it happen. In other words, I kind of manifested it in a way. And I share that because that's really how I did it. I really set intentions instead of hardcore deadline goals. I really allowed my creative vibes to flow, and I launched things during the new moon. I released things during the full moon. I just kind of had this system I used for a few years that I didn't really talk about, but I used to build this business. And people were asking me so many questions, and I decided to start sharing. And I didn't realize that this wasn't like something that people were doing, that it was something that only a few of us were doing. So I started to share it, and I started to gain traction, and I saw this kind of niche in this area where I could share these gifts, these meditations I create, EFT tapping, how to use your intuition, all of these things. And I started doing live workshops and Facebook Lives, and it's just all kind of evolved from there.
I love it. And where did you learn about like your intuition and the meditations and the astrology background?
Oh, such a good question, Erica. So what I did was, is since I was a little girl, I always had a really strong intuition, but I was really scared of it. I didn't really understand it, and I feared it more than I accepted it. I would go places and I would get really ill. I would get really bad anxiety. I would start feeling really chaotic and just like really angry, or just all these crazy feelings. And I soon learned that it was because I had this empathic nature, that I could connect with people's emotions, and I was starting to sink in all these emotions. So when I was little, I didn't really understand it. And as I've grown, I've read books, I've connected with other people who are empathic and who are intuitive, and they've been able to kind of help guide me and show me the way and show me that how to use these gifts as a way to help other people and to help myself in this world. When I was in college, I learned more about meditation, but it was something that I was already doing. I just didn't know it was called meditation. And I used to do something, now that I know what it is when I was little, I would go outside my grandma's house. She had this little area with bushes, and I'd sit underneath the bushes and I would look at all the leaves. And I would practice a practice called mindful meditation without even knowing I was doing it. And that's just kind of evolved. And in college, I kind of ended up in this class. I don't even know how. I think I ended up, someone told me that it was really easy and that the lady just passed everybody as long as you showed up. And we all know that any class like that is a class you probably take, especially if it outsource credits.
Of course.
Yeah. So it was called Mind Body. And that class changed so much for me. It taught me a lot about the world in a different way. It taught me a lot about spirituality in a scientific way. And it really helped me understand what meditation was and what it could do for you. Long story short, I kind of got over it. I was partying too hard. I was all over the place. But I always came back to my intuitive self. And I always came back to my intuition when it came to making any decisions. And just through the years, I've really tuned into like becoming more aware of all of that stuff. And it was just a practice, really. A lot of people ask me, like, how do you do it? And it's really just a practice. Everyone has capability.
So would you consider yourself a highly sensitive person? Because I feel like that term kind of gets thrown around a lot, like an HSP. And there's books on it and things like that. So would you say that you kind of relate to that?
Oh, totally. But I do have to say, one thing that a lot of like spiritual teachers and people don't agree with me on, I have people that agree with me, but not a lot of people, is that you have a choice. And as much as you want to blame, oh, I'm empathic, or oh, I'm this, so that's why, like, when I go places, I get really angry and this and that, I truly believe that you have a choice. You have a choice to be really open and roll around in everyone else's emotions. And you also have a choice to say, here I am. I'm here to shine my light. I'm here to bring light to this area that I'm going to or these people. And I'm not going to allow, you know, everyone else's energies to collect on me. And that's a choice you can make. And once you make that choice, life becomes much easier.
No, I totally agree with that. I 100% agree with you. I feel like being an empathic person, you can definitely turn it on and turn it off. And you can either choose to use it and empower yourself and, you know, use it to your advantage, or you can kind of be like crippled by it.
Exactly.
Because I kind of feel, I feel like I'm a little bit of an HSP, and I definitely think it's something that you have to, you know, work on. Yes. It's definitely a choice.
Yes. And, you know, like I said, it's something that I'm actually able to use to really connect with my clients. At the end of the day, being able to tune into their emotions and tune into what's going on with them, it helps me get my clients more results. It helps me understand where they're coming from. And as long as I'm able to recognize, like, this isn't my stuff, this is their stuff, it's one of the most amazing gifts that I believe that almost every woman has. I believe that everyone has these gifts. It's just people choose to tune in more than others. And I feel like some people are just a little bit more sensitive than others, but I feel like through experiences in life, we've turned it on or we've turned it off. And some people have just left it on and they don't know how to put their foot down and say, okay, these are not my emotions. I don't want them. And be open to the gift that you have.
I love that. I totally agree. Now, kind of shifting gears a little bit, let's like lay a really good foundation for everybody from the spiritual aspect before we start talking about how you integrate it into your personal business. Now, when it comes to like moon cycles and, or I should say moon phases, such as like new moons and full moons, how do they affect your business, and how do you use them to your advantage?
So this is something that, gosh, I started using like maybe a few years ago, and I just kind of used it because I read about it somewhere and I was like, and I felt this really, well, backstory real quick. I lived in Thailand for 3 years, and my first year there was really, really difficult. And there was one thing I knew that every single day that really made me feel not so alone in the world was that the moon was in the sky every single night. And I knew that that moon was shining its light on every single person in the world. And it made me literally, I would look up at the sky and I'd see the moon, and it would make me feel so alive and so connected to people that it was the one thing that I knew that I could count on, if that makes sense. So I started doing a little bit of research and I started learning more and more about the moon. And I was like, wow, this is pretty powerful, because as women, we are connected to the moon, whether you like it or not. And, you know, the moon waxes, it wanes, it's full, it's new. It's an amazing thing. And it's really something that you can use in your advantage. And something I've been able to discover and use with my clients and myself is that you can use the phases, and it's very simple to look this up. Literally, I have a moon report on my podcast every single month, but every single first of the month, you can just Google full moon June, full or new moon June, or whatever month you're about to walk into, look up the dates, and you can set things like, on a new moon, you can manifest and set intentions for what you want to create, like a new project. It's like planting a seed. So let's say you have this grand idea for a beautiful project you want to create, and remembering that this is not a creation for you, it's a creation for your people, right? Your tribe, your people. If you can connect to that emotion that they will feel when they get your product or your service or whatever you're creating, you can set that seed during the new moon and allow it to plant. And as you water it, you can have it grow into this beautiful thing. So that's the best time to launch something. The next thing you want to do is during the full moon, this is a time to release. So I'm really big on releasing during the full moon, because there's always a thing that we have caught in our head, like we're not good enough, or we're not smart enough, or we don't have that certification, so we can never be a top nutritionist or a top blogger, or we're not pretty enough, or whatever those thoughts that you have in your head. During the full moon, it's a great time to release those thoughts. And I love to do a very specific ritual where I write that thought down, whatever it is, because we all have them, no matter how much you've evolved, no matter how much you grow. Even Oprah has limiting beliefs. We all have limiting beliefs. I write down that limiting, I do a special meditation, then I write down the limiting belief, and then I tear it up under the full moon and I say, I release this and so it be, right under the full moon, and I let it go. So that's a great time to let go of limiting beliefs that are stopping you from growing. Now, the other thing that I want you to talk about is during the waxing moon, this is a great time to take action. So during the new moon, you want to plant that seed, but during the waxing moon, which is quite a few days, you are going to want to actually take action, inspired action on that seed that you planted during the new moon. So it's a beautiful time to really take action, really spend the time growing and watering those seeds. So I hope that helps.
That was such a great explanation. Now, for somebody who has never done this before, I actually have only been doing it for maybe a year now. But for somebody who's never done this before, one, is it okay to kind of plant multiple seeds, or should you kind of stick to one thing? And number two, should you be writing this down on paper? Do you need to kind of like solidify it somewhere, or is it just enough to meditate on it? Or like, how is that process?
So I'm the biggest believer on picking one focus a month. Because we have a new moon and a full moon every single month, pretty much. I mean, this year was a little funky. We had two moons in January and in March, which is not normal.
Yeah, that was super confusing.
Yeah, that was super confusing. But normally, okay, you have one full moon and one new moon a month. So I always say that's 12 opportunities to release and 12 opportunities to plant. And I can't imagine that you have more than 12 things that you'd want to do in a year successfully, because that's one thing I find a lot of people do, is they want to do all the things. And that was me for so many years. I did everything. But when I did everything, I did nothing. The beauty of focusing on one thing and something that's big, like I'm not saying like, you know, focusing on something small, unless that's where you're at. Like if you're someone who's never set goals, never done any of that, starting small is a great way to go because you build the momentum. But if you're in a place where like you've set goals before, but you're like in this, like, I want to do all the things, pick one thing and focus on it for 28 days and see what happens.
I love that. And what about like in regards to like writing it down or like anything like that?
Okay. So I'm the, oh my gosh, pen to paper, you guys, pen to paper. When you take 3 to 5 deep breaths and you allow that pen to hit the page, you will be amazed at what comes out. It is the most beautiful thing. Whoever invented pens and papers, I love you. You're amazing. But it's so beautiful when you can just write how you feel, write what comes out of you. We are such amazing human beings. And when you harness the power within you, your soul, your voice, your brain, your body, when you let all of that come out of you and flow out of you, what comes out on that page is just, it's magnificent. Now, there are several books, there are several websites, there are several people that say you have to do it one certain way. I mean, they all have their idea of doing these rituals. In my opinion, it's great to follow something because it's great to kind of have like a template, but you have to do what feels good to you. So I'm a very realistic type of gal. I live in this crazy cool world. We all do. So for me to spend 4 hours 2 times a month doing these rituals is just not going to happen. So I have very simple rituals that I do during the new moon, the full moon, very simple. Yes, I do 2-hour workshops live, but most of the time my rituals are very simple. I sage my space. I sit down in meditation. I decide either what I'm going to release during the full moon and for the new moon. I decide what I'm going to focus on in that month. I really draw in the feeling. I really draw in what the essence of that looks like. I put my pen to paper, maybe 15 minutes, and I'm done. So it takes me like less than an hour.
So interesting. And then when you, okay, so the new moon, you know, you're writing down that one focus that you have for the month. And then the waxing moon, you are, as you explained, taking action. And then on the full moon, does the full moon have to relate? Does what you're releasing on the full moon have to relate to that initial goal? Are you sticking to that one kind of focus the whole month? How does that interplay?
So I wouldn't say it has to it doesn't have to be the same thing.
Okay.
But a lot of times what we want, there's a limiting belief that's stopping us from getting there. For instance, I had a client and she wanted to launch a workshop series. She was really excited about it, but she kept having all these setbacks because she didn't believe she could actually do it. So I asked her, okay, during the full moon, I want you to release that limiting belief. And I'm not kidding you, Erica, in like a few days, she got an opportunity to have a workshop. And it was because she was holding herself back in her mindset. She didn't believe it was possible. So that was her focus for the month, but she was holding herself back. So if you set a focus and it's not happening by the full moon, there's something that's blocking it from happening. And you need to sit and discover that.
That's so powerful. When you release on the full moon, do you, because I've heard like some people will write down on a piece of paper and then, you know, kind of like light it on fire or tear it up. Do you do anything like that? Or is there anything that like you personally do? Do you meditate on it?
So I literally tear it up and I have burned it before, but I actually... Long story short, I almost burned down my office doing that.
Oh, my God.
So this girl's not around fire much.
No need.
unless I'm lighting a candle. Because that paper, I didn't realize it goes fast.
It sure does.
Oh, my God. It goes so fast. So I just tear it up. That works for me. If you're outside and you're with your girls and you want to throw it in a bonfire, like that sounds fun. Do that.
That does sound like fun. That's funny because I am like a firm believer in like staging your space. And especially when we just moved into our home about a year ago, but when we first moved in, I was like staging the crap out of our home. And my husband would be like, "What is that burning smell?" And I was like, what do you mean? It's just the sage. He literally thought our house was on fire all the time. So I literally had to like go and get like this essential oil sage spray and like utilize that. But yeah, I totally get that whole fire and burning issue.
Yes. Be wary of fire.
Definitely. So how do you, because this is what you do for a living. How do you guide your clients into, you know, walking them through the whole manifestation and spiritual-based entrepreneurship and integrate it into their business?
So I align strategy and spirituality. So it's not just all of this. There's a lot of strategy work that I do. So basically what I do with my clients is I take them through an intuitive reading and I find out where they're blocked. And when I find out where they're blocked, we don't spend a lot of time on it. I help them release it right away because I've worked with people before that like keep you stuck. And I'm just not about that. I'm about moving past it because as you take the steps out of where you're stuck, you find inspiration and you start taking action. And those places that you were stuck before become much easier to step out of when you see what it looks like on the other side. So I'm all about that. So it really depends what that person needs. So I do a mastermind, and through the mastermind, it's mostly strategy, but I do implement a little bit like where the moon is and how you should be launching at this point. You should be taking action at this point. You should be releasing at this point. And I align all the lessons to that purpose and to that presence. But at the same time, I don't spend too much time on all of the spirituality stuff because I am very big into strategy. So it's really aligning the two and taking them on the journey of where they're at, where they could be if they just let go of all that stuff and started implementing the strategies, and then aligning the spirituality and weaving that through. So the person comes out on the other side really in tune with their intuition, so empowered in their business, and finding true purpose with where they're meant to be.
Now, how do you help them develop their intuition and kind of connect to that aspect of it? Because I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, strategy is strategy. Like, you got to be on your game. You got, you know, that's more tailored to your business. But intuition is probably something that you more so need to develop. It's not just something that's like overnight. So how do you guide your clients into utilizing that aspect of their self?
I always ask, does this feel aligned? And I always tell them to go into a quiet space and ask that same question, because you know when you get quiet and you really tap into yourself and your inner knowing and you trust. Trust is the biggest thing. And I actually have an exercise I'll share with your audience. So if you're finding it really difficult to trust, like you just feel like, how am I supposed to trust this thing I can't see? I don't know. You know in my gut I can feel it, but it's just, the word no comes up, right? There's a lot of fear. I ask them to, every morning you wake up, to pretend like you're jumping off a cliff and to literally free fall off the cliff. So just imagine it, right? Like, don't go do it, please. Please. This is not an episode of Jackass. No, just kidding.
Especially if you're driving right now. Don't imagine that.
Yeah. This is right when you wake up. So you literally just jump off a cliff. And that exercise alone really helps people trust, because where you land is where you're meant to be. And I say that because a lot of my clients, it's funny, they'll land either in like a lazy river. If you know what a lazy river looks like, they'll land in this beautiful lazy river. Some of them land in the clouds. Some of them land in a very soft bed. It just depends. But wherever you land off that cliff, it's knowing that you will survive. It's knowing that no matter what, you're being guided. And the more and more you open up and allow and expand and trust, the more magnificent gifts will come into your world.
That's so inspiring. And I love that exercise. When you initially said, imagine yourself jumping off a cliff, I literally like pictured Santorini, Greece, like jumping off a cliff.
Oh, I'm going there soon. I'm so excited.
Are you? We were just there in October. When are you going?
We leave the end of July.
How exciting. Oh, you're going to have the best time ever. It's like a dream.
I'm so excited. I literally like, I can't believe it. This trip is going to be epic. We're doing 3 weeks. I'm really excited.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like the best vacation ever. 3 weeks.
Italy and Greece.
Oh, love it. Now, as far as, let's chat a little bit about your mastermind retreat before, because I have a couple more spiritual-based questions for you.
Oh!
Can you tell everybody about your mastermind retreat and what they can expect from it, where they can sign up, and that kind of stuff?
Yes, of course. So I had my first mastermind experience online. It was called the Fit, Fierce, and Fabulous Mastermind. It was a six-week moon cycle mastermind. And basically what I did was, I took 10 women through a moon phase of creating and focusing on one major project and taking them through all the aspects, the strategy, but also alignment and how to trust their intuition and what came out of that and letting go of limiting beliefs and all of that. It was pretty intense. It was 6 weeks. It was magical. I couldn't believe what these women did in 6 weeks. And it was just amazing to see what happens when you really focus on one thing and you just keep watering that seed, you keep growing with it, you evolve with it, and you just get super duper in alignment and super duper clear with what you want. It's beautiful. And so through that experience, I just felt really called to create a deeper experience, because 6 weeks was awesome and I loved it, but I wanted to do something a little deeper. So I am in the works and planning a beautiful retreat. And this retreat will be about the moon and learning how to manifest and really align yourself with your ideal clients, your soulmate clients, those people that you're dying to work with. So in that, we're going to work on the messaging. We're going to work on the branding. We're going to work on all of that amazing stuff, how to unleash your creativity. And we're also going to do tapping away anything that's holding you back, those limiting beliefs, those resistance, the anxiety, all of those things. And I'm going to teach these women that go through this program how to tap into their intuition, to figure out how much to price a program, to figure out if a client is aligned, to figure out, you know, what program they should even create, because you can figure all of that by aligning yourself with your higher self. Okay. So that's going to be a whole program. It's going to be a 4-month program, and it's going to begin with a beautiful retreat. And I'm in the works in that, so I don't have a date quite yet. But if this is something that really calls to you, like you want to really explore and create a business that's in alignment and giving you the tools so that you can tap away all of those blocks, meditation, so you can really attract what you want in your life, then please contact me. Courtney at starsystmz.com, and you will be the first person to know. There will only be 10 women who will go through this program with me. So it'll be really fun.
That sounds amazing. And it really sounds like it encompasses so much.
Yes.
So you mentioned tapping, and I'm actually not super familiar with tapping. So would you mind just giving us a little bit of a breakdown as to actually what that is?
So EFT tapping was developed a long time ago, and I actually developed a modality called moon tapping. This is my modality. I just got it trademarked this year, so I was really excited about that.
How
I just got
cool.
the certificate. Yeah, so basically I teach people. Okay, so I'll explain what EFT tapping is. It's emotional freedom technique. So basically it's combining acupressure points with like your cellular neuroscience self, okay? And what happens is in our body, through experiences we've had, our body, like our cells, believe certain things. They believe that you should be anxious when you're on a plane. They believe that giving money is a sin or something that makes you feel gross, or asking for money makes you feel gross, or that you should always be cheap. These types of behaviors and these types of things are actually like ingrained in your cells, okay? And tapping, what that does is you tap along the meridian points, which is invented through Chinese acupressure, and you tap through these meridian points to release all of this behavior and these thoughts. And through that tapping, you're tapping away those beliefs, and then you're tapping in the positive affirmation. So for instance, if you have money blocks because you're so used to, you know, being poor, maybe. Your whole life you were raised to save money and not give.